This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
This is your WCFW Daily News Roundup for 105.7 CFW in Chippewa Falls and 93.5 The Tap in Eau Claire.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. The U.S. Navy Blue Angels will be making a visit to the Chippewa Valley on Tuesday. According to a press release, the Blue Angels Jet No. 7 will be at the Chippewa Valley Regional Airport at around 11 a.m. on Tuesday, giving residents a bit of a preview before their full appearance at the Chippewa Valley Air Show this summer. The visit is both to begin preparations for the air show and get residents excited to purchase their tickets, which will also be available online starting Tuesday. The air show will take place on June 28th and 29th. The Chippewa County Board voted unanimously to approve the 2025 budget this week. Under the new budget, the county will create 3 new full-time positions and eliminate 1 position that had gone unfilled. The tax rate will decline by about 5% and the levy will climb by about $600,000. All county employees will also receive a 3% raise in July. Among the notable aspects of the budget are $750,000 in funding for a new county morgue and $500,000 for a 911 backup center. The Eau Claire Police Department has received a new vehicle thanks to the Firehouse Subs Public Safety Foundation. According to law enforcement officials, the department received a new utility terrain vehicle to help respond to calls in difficult-to-reach areas and manage large crowds at concerts or parades. Previously, those call responses or large events would only see foot patrols. The grant funding from the foundation provided over $30,000 for the UTV. The Firehouse Subs Foundation donated to law enforcement agencies across the country. Law enforcement authorities are warning Wisconsin residents of a new scam circulating the area involving gold bars. Residents have been receiving scam calls claiming their bank accounts have been hacked and they need to invest in gold to protect their savings. The scammers then tell their victims that the gold is safer with them and it will be sent to the Federal Reserve. The scam has already picked up about 50 victims in the state, costing them about $13 million. Authorities are reminding residents not to trust messages or calls from unknown numbers. Wisconsin once again set a new record high for employment in October, making it 6 straight months of record-setting employment levels. According to a press release from Governor Tony Evers and the Department of Workforce Development, the state added 8,500 jobs from the September report with a total of over 3 million people employed last month. The unemployment rate has also remained at historically low levels at less than 3%. In a statement, Governor Evers credited strategic, targeted investments to support the economy and workforce. Beginning in 2025, Wisconsin residents who own or lease an electric vehicle charging station may see an extra charging tax. Many residents who own, lease, manage, or otherwise operate an electric vehicle charging station will need to register with the Wisconsin Department of Revenue before using the charging station. The registration can be completed using the online business tax registration tool on the Department of Revenue's website. The excise tax registration requirement will not apply to residential electric vehicle charging stations. After finally reaching their fundraising goal to permanently buy a sculpture from the Eau Claire Sculpture Tour, the American Legion Post 53 is raising more money to commission a mural. Officials say the mural will be painted right behind the statue if they're able to raise the money, and they'll be working with the Visit Eau Claire organization to select an artist and design. They're hoping to have the project finished this summer. Residents who are interested in donating for the project can contact the American Legion Post 53 directly. The Sonnentag has announced the start of their annual Giving Tree campaign. According to their website, the campaign seeks to make sure area families in need have gifts for the holiday season. Residents can nominate a family to be recipients of the gifts, adopt a family themselves to receive a wish list, or simply give a donation to go towards gifts and essential goods on the Sonnentag's website. The campaign is already underway and will run until December 15th. The organization will distribute the gifts starting on December 16th. Plans for a new hospital in Chippewa Falls are beginning to gain momentum. In a press release on Thursday, Aspirus Health announced that they have already made preliminary plans to open a new hospital in the area. Officials say the hospital could be open to the public in as little as 18 months after they receive the necessary approvals and officially decide on a location. They're looking to secure a site with access to Highway 29 and room for future expansion. The city has been without a hospital since the abrupt closure of HSHS St. Joseph's Hospital in March. On Wednesday, Senator Tammy Baldwin announced over $24 million in federal funding for over a dozen Wisconsin farmers and small rural businesses. According to a press release, the funding will be used to make energy efficiency improvements, cut costs, and improve resiliency. The funding was acquired through the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Rural Energy for America program. Among the Western Wisconsin recipients are Knutson Family Farms in Pierce County and McDonald & Owen Veneer & Lumber Company in Polk County. Wisconsin healthcare organizations say they're seeing an increase in the amount of unpaid medical care for the first time since the start of the COVID-19 pandemic. According to the Wisconsin Hospital Association's annual report, the amount of uncompensated care has jumped by 6% in the last year to a total of over $1.3 billion. The increase in unpaid care comes from an increase in the number of patients who are unable to pay for the care they've received and an increase in charity care, which hospitals can write off through taxes. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services has launched a new tool to help track overdoses across the state. According to a press release, the Wisconsin Suspected Overdose Alerts for Rapid Response System will provide authorities with real-time information about when and where a suspected overdose may have occurred so they can respond accordingly. The online tool will also closely monitor the locations of those suspected overdoses so officials can identify trends and implement the most effective changes to their responses. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
Still waiting for Chris. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA, the Bucks head to Charlotte to take on the Hornets tomorrow night. Milwaukee now 4-8. The Hornets are 4-7. Chris Middleton is yet to play after surgery this summer on both of his ankles. Head coach Doc Rivers on whether there's a growing frustration regarding Middleton.
No. I mean, obviously we want Chris to play, but Chris is doing all the work. He's working his butt off. That's all. You know, as a coach, that's all you can ask for. And we were hoping we were going to be healthy, but we're not. And there's nothing you can do about it.
Men's college basketball should be a special night tonight at the Kohl Center as the Badgers honor Hall of Fame coach Bo Ryan and members of the 2014-15 team that went on to the Final Four. Meanwhile, the Badgers had their work cut out for them, hosting Arizona, the number 9th ranked team in the nation.
Now we've got a tremendous test coming at us on Friday. You know, an extremely big team, an experienced team. Caleb Love backed one of the guard positions, put a lot of pressure on the rim. Obviously a really, really good team.
That's Badgers head coach Greg Gard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Pamela Anderson, a serious actor? It looks that way. The former Baywatch actress is getting rave reviews for her part in The Last Showgirl. The film tells the story of an aging performer whose show is about to be canceled. The film also stars David Bautista, cast as Anderson's character's manager, and Jamie Lee Curtis, who plays a waitress and is getting rave reviews for her performance. The film hits theaters in January and wide release after a limited run in December. He was a contestant every coach on the popular show The Voice wanted on their team. Michael Bublé was lucky enough to snag him for his team, but now Deadline reports that on Monday night's episode, host Carson Daly informed Bublé that country singer Tanner Frick has left the show unexpectedly and right before the knockout rounds. Ooh. If you're like me, you can't wait to not watch the next episode of The Voice. The show airs Monday nights on NBC. It's a story you would typically read in The Onion, which is interesting because it involves The Onion. The satirical newspaper has purchased right-wing conspiracy theorist Alex Jones' outlet InfoWars. InfoWars claimed bankruptcy due to lies spread about the Sandy Hook massacre. Does this seem like a strange marriage? It does indeed. One theory, according to Variety, says The Onion purchased the entity to keep it out of the hands of other alt-right conspiracy theorists. It's also not a bad publicity move for The Onion. To summarize the story, area man expects more truth and less lies with a dose of laughter. Variety reports that actress Sophie Turner will play Lara Croft in Amazon MGM's new Tomb Raider series. Variety says the Game of Thrones actress is the highest profile actress to play the role since Angelina Jolie and Alicia Vikander. The series is still in development stages. A release date has not yet been set. Who's up for a good old-fashioned boxing match? Jake Paul and Mike Tyson square off this weekend. Paul took to his social media platforms to troll Tyson by wearing diamond-spiked ear covers to get under the former champ's skin. The dig is from when Tyson bit Evander Holyfield's ear years ago. Not allowed in boxing. Paul is the odds-on favorite to win the fight. According to odds makers, Paul is the odds-on favorite due to the fact that Tyson hasn't fought in 19 years, has been near death due to illness more than once, and is more than twice Paul's age. Come on, Iron Mike. Sometimes people struggle after they retire. This appears to be the case for actress Cameron Diaz, who is ending her 11-year hiatus from show business. Diaz has been cast opposite Jamie Foxx in the Netflix spy movie called Back in Action, a comedy thriller. The duo previously starred together in the film Annie. Back in Action drops January 17th on Netflix. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
We have a nice weekend ahead, and you want to get out and enjoy it because things are going to go downhill quickly next week. Today, partly cloudy, high in the low 50s. Tonight, upper 30s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and windy with a high in the mid to upper 50s. Sunday, partly cloudy with a high in the low 50s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 40.
That's your WCFW and the TAP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WCFW.FM or thetap.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.